Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
I was talking to my son Aaron the other day, and he mentioned that he was reading Abraham Heschel's book called The Sabbath. Later that day, I thought about the fact that I had read that some years ago, and so I went out to our garage where most of my books are in boxes, and I dug through until I could find my own copy, and I just wanted to read it again. Something inside kind of stirred when Aaron mentioned that. Heschel was writing from a Jewish perspective. He himself is not writing as a Christian, but he brought a lot of insights into the concept of Sabbath as it comes from the Jewish tradition, and also his background in teaching about Jewish mysticism. So it was good for me to read and kind of go over again, and that's what I've been doing. And, you know, as I started to read and think about the Sabbath, my mind began to wander back. I guess I was kind of experiencing what Endel Tolving calls becoming a mental time traveler, and I went back to my childhood. You know, when I was small, my parents weren't church folk. They would go to the occasional event, especially if it was a strawberry festival or a fall festival. From time to time, maybe they would go to church. My dad, he wasn't particularly open to the idea at all, but over time, my mom got invited to a set of revival services. Now, to be honest, the services were kind of revival vaudevillian show. What I mean by that is that the preacher would dress up like Jesus and he would hide in the back until people got there, and then he'd peek out around a corner or down from the balcony, kind of giving people a spiritual jolt. And then as the song service went on, he would then go put on his preacher clothes and come out and preach the gospel. Well, my mother went to that, and something definitely happened. She had a deep spiritual experience. And so all of a sudden, she brought home these desires that our family becomes religious. And one of the things that that meant was that we had to rethink the way we were using Sundays. Now, my mom was already strict when it came to rules around the house, and now we had a new set of rules that dealt with the issue of Sunday, what we were allowed to do, what we were not allowed to do, and she was rather strict about that. Now, that didn't last forever. It did last several years, but for a long time, we had to be very careful because Sunday became more of a place of, if you will, caution than it did of a day off in freedom. It seemed like from that perspective, the idea of Sabbath was more about obeying the rules so you could either avoid punishment from God or kind of accumulate brownie points. And we were always warned, you know, God's watching us, and that Sunday is his day, and we had to make sure we were holier on Sunday than any other day. And, you know, there was something about this that was not fulfilling. It was like setting aside fun things to sit and to be bored and to be dull, and that Sunday became somewhat stale. Well, none of that is a biblical notion at all. And when you begin to talk about true Sabbath, you easily can see that it's about making room, slowing down enough so that we're making space for some kind of a special guest, so that we can pay more attention to the Spirit and the presence of God in the rhythm of all things, and there we can have our well filled. You see, as a kid, obeying the Sunday rules was really about not doing things. But the true Sabbath is about making room to experience God and to invite a cherished guest into our lives. That's what it's all about. And so the idea is that on this Sabbath, you're going to stop your building and your accumulating and your busyness and your noise, and you're going to make some space. Now, I really like something that Heschel wrote in the introduction, and it was kind of touching to me when he wrote these words: "The Sabbath comes to us like a caress wiping away fear, sorrow, and somber memories. Isn't that sweet? I mean, could you use a little bit of a spiritual caress that dealt with some of your fears and sorrows and some of your somber moments? Well, that's what Heschel says the Sabbath is all about. It's about this kind of sweet caress that comes from God. And Heschel went on to say that it's a time to mend our tattered lives. Wow, that's a completely different perspective than I had originally have. And he goes on in his writings to say that it is all driven by our thirst to taste eternity. You see, the Sabbath is about grace. It's not about the law. But, you know, the early Christianity that we were introduced to and my mom was introduced to was more about being saved, being born again, and then obeying a whole bunch of rules. So the Sabbath became part of those rules. I wasn't allowed to caddy on a Sunday. I couldn't go play in a Little League baseball game on a Sunday. And there's a whole list of other things that we weren't allowed to do on a Sunday. And there were even times when maybe we were going to do something and my mom would say, "You do that on a Sunday?" But that emptying wasn't matched by this sense of being filled. So I was thinking about Scripture. And what would be a really good story of Sabbath? And you know, the one that my heart was drawn to really in itself doesn't use the word Sabbath, but the story has the sense of Sabbath about it. It's the story of Jesus when he goes to visit the home of Mary and Martha, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. And I know we've touched the story before, and you know what happens, that he's there. And Martha is scurrying around, busy with her labors, getting ready, I would assume making beds and fixing dinner and doing all kinds of things that Jesus really hadn't requested. And Martha becomes angry. She's angry with Jesus and she's angry with Mary because they're not helping. And Jesus then says, "Don't you know that Mary has chosen the greater thing?" I think what Mary chose was Sabbath. She made room in her life for a special guest in order that she could sit at his feet. Sabbath, it says in Scripture, was made for people. People weren't made for the Sabbath. Sabbath was made as a place of restoration, a place of renewal, a place of, again, if I can keep using the word, a place of making room. When you really think about it, it's not so much a legal obligation as it is an opportunity to set aside the busyness and the noise and the labor that sometimes turns to toil and be able to sit and ponder the wonder of God and allow the rhythm of a quiet space to refresh our life and to remind us of what is most important. And so I come back to the whole notion that it's about making room. It's not about the day so much, but it's about making room. Now, our daughter Kara and her family, her husband Brad and their three children, our grandchildren, Kayla, Isabella, and Caleb, they've all come to be with us for several weeks because they're moving back here to Ashland. And they're staying here while they get going in the new job and then look for home. So they probably be with us 6-8 weeks. Well, as we began to move forward on this, we decided we've got to do something. We have guests coming, and our house is arranged according to our needs, and we have a lot of our things in all the space. And so we began to go through, and we have these rooms that they're going to set aside for the kids and for Brad and Kara, and we began to pull things out that are ours. You know, in essence, books to make room on shelves and pictures that really aren't about them, and all kinds of other paraphernalia. We moved it out. We put it either in the basement or out in the garage. And the reason we did it is because we wanted to make room for their presence. And it's just great now that they are here. They have room. They got up early this morning. Sherry and I wanted to go for a walk, and they jumped out of their rooms, and the two oldest grandchildren said, "Can we go with you?" And off we went and drug them along for a three-mile walk, and it was absolutely delightful. And to enjoy that and to be present to it, we had to make room for our guest. And I think that's part of what the Sabbath is about. The Sabbath is about making room for God, settling down a little bit. As I said, repentance and rest is our salvation. It's a time to wait and listen. It's also a time to notice. Notice the sunshine or the breeze or the falling rain. Notice the quiet. And most of all, breathe in the presence of God. One of the things that Heschel says in his book is that God made us for labor, but not for toil. That's an interesting concept. And he said, there's a delight that we get in labor. We are to dress till, multiply this earth. But he also puts the sacred time, the Sabbath, in order that labor doesn't become toil, so that there's room for refreshing. Now, I'm saying this for myself because, boy, ever since I started to reread this book, which is about a week ago or so, or several days ago, and I thought, man, I want to make sure that sometime every day I'm able to make room. And what I have found is that when I quiet down and I make some room and I breathe in the rhythm and presence of God, all of a sudden it makes me more attentive to God in the other times, in the other spaces. So I wonder if that isn't something you and I can do together. Why don't we, you know, ask the Lord to help us to really come to the place that we're much more open to watching for the time to sit at his feet, to be quiet, to not constantly be fretting and worrying about what's left for us to do and what we still have to build and what we still have to accomplish and what we still have to possess, but be able to remember that nothing's more important than being possessed by God, and that we want to be near him and we want to feel the wind of his presence. Are you making room? You're spending some time, some Sabbath, at the feet of Jesus? I think it's a good thing. I know it is. And so as we have done many times together, let's just make a little commitment. Over the next several days, let's make some Sabbath. Let's take some time. Let's reduce the noise. Let's wait. Let's listen. And let's see what impact that has on us. I think we'll find that it's really going to do something deep in our lives. I'm always grateful for the fact you're listening. I hope you encourage other people to do the same. I always like to remind you, you can go to our website, and there's a bunch of events that are coming up, and we'd love to see you at one of them. God's doing something special. He's healing his people. We're so grateful that we get to be part of that. May God bless you today as you make some room.